the temple. He didn't say, give me silver, give me gold, give me this woman to marry. That wasn't his mentality. That should not be our mentality. That's why I said to be of the king's God, you had to be of a special sort. And Zerubbabel was that top guy. Go ahead.
Verse 49. Moreover, he wrote for all the Jews that went out of his realm up into Jewry concerning their freedom.
Concerning their what?
Their freedom.
They got freed from captivity because of this. Go ahead.
That no officer, no ruler, no lieutenant, nor treasurer should forcibly enter into their doors.
Mm-hmm.
And that all the country which they hold should be free without tribute.
No taxes. Go ahead.
And that the Edomites.
And that, pay attention to this. And that the Edomites.
Should give over the villages of the Jews which they held.
So after Edom burned down the temple, they took over the land. They took it over. And Zerubbabel said, no, get them Edomites out of our land. Y'all see this problem right here? So now, from there, let's go back. What is it? How long is that? That's 5 minutes.
I don't know.
Okay, what is this about? Simps. Okay, go ahead, play it.
Coming? You love her, son, bro? Because you act like you really ready to die, bro. You, this is my wife, bro. I'm actually the simp.
Yeah. Listen, we've been talking every day for a whole 6-7 months. I feel this, bro. I'm saying I got a text for her, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, you really gonna say and tell me just this? Yo, bro, you're really telling me this just like this, bro? This is my wife, bro. This is my wife, bro.
And the dude said he's been sleeping with her for 6-7 months.
Bro, I'm not crying. I just don't know, bro.
Every day he's banging his dude's wife for 6-7 months.
Damn.
And this guy calling the phone crying. Go ahead.
This is my wife, bro.
How you call my phone?
Bro, this is really my wife, bro. Bro. I'm not acting tough, bro, because, bro, I see. Bro, I'm asking you a question as man to man, bro. Leave her alone, please, bro. Bro, please leave her alone, please. Bro, please leave her alone. Bro, please.
So where does leave me?
Bro, what about me and my family, bro? Just leave Star alone, bro. Leave her alone, please. Bro, I don't know, bro. Please leave her alone, please. Please leave her alone.
Where does this leave me? I understand.
Bro, all right. Bro, I don't got time for Please, Kev. Kev, I don't got no problem. Please, look, bro. I will fucking kill you, bro. I'ma kill myself, nigga. I swear to God. If you fuck with me,
you can't make... That's a simp. Hey, are any of you brothers in here like that? Oh, that's a lie. I'ma tell you a story. Wanna hear? Here you go. You know this story. We in New York. The brother... This is 2018. The brother's wife... The brother... Him and his wife was arguing... The brother, Northern Kingdom, by the way, Northern Kingdom. So I gotta throw him under the bus. Remember, he went to visit somebody, and his wife brought a dude by the house. So he says to the wife, hey, why you brought this dude by the house? She said he was only here to pick something up. Their daughter said, no, daddy, he slept here for 3 nights. Three nights. So he calls the dude because she was there. The husband takes her phone, calls the dude. Why was you at my house? The dude said, because you wasn't there. Oh. Now the dude, the brother, ain't something y'all stuff know the story. You know the story too. Oh my God. So when brother said, that ain't me, I ain't a simp. Mm-hmm. Everybody says that until that day. Well, anyway, Jerry, where are we at? Hey, go back to how to be a bodyguard. I like that. Go back there. IT. Brothers be simps. Oh, I can't take it. I see, brother. I got another story. True story. Brother comes from camp. This was at House of David. When I was with House of David. Brother comes home from camp, opens the door, a dude jumps out of the bed and is putting his pants on. Zips up his pants. The wife is laying in the bed. The brother takes the Bible out and says, brother, he's walking by him, You know, the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. The dude smacks the Bible out and says, get the hell away from me, man. That's a simp. That is a simp.
Damn.
Now, I don't want to tell that story. Where we at?
We in the bodyguard position.
Where we at? Bodyguard? Yeah, put it on the screen.
The Persian king's personal bodyguards were chosen from the 10,000 immortals, an elite standing force of heavy infantry in the Second Achaemenid Empire. Selection for the supreme unit requires strict nobility, extreme physical endurance, proven combat skill, and unwavering personal loyalty to the monarch.
Give me the next one. Give me the next one. Yeah, because we didn't read this.
Character and honor. Cultural emphasis on truth and moral discipline.
Stop. Didn't we read that with Zerubbabel? It said cultural emphasis on truth and moral discipline. Here you got brothers. I want to be on security. Some of these brothers on security, I'm not saying here in Atlanta, but I'll just say general in IUIC. Don't know the scriptures. No discipline and are immoral. And you want them to guard you. They don't sell you out. They ain't gonna guard you. We don't.
Under Zoroastrian principles, meant recruits had to demonstrate high personal honor.
Come on.
Hierarchy of the Royal Guard, the 10,000. The broader elite corps always maintained an exact count of 10,000 fighters. Any casualty or illness was replaced instantly to preserve the illusion that the force was undying.
Remember, this is the Persians. Go ahead.
The apple bearers.
At the end of their spears, they had like silver or brass apples. Go ahead.
The apple bearers, 1,000. Out of the 10,000, the innermost personal bodyguard.
Out of the 10,000, the innermost personal bodyguard.
Protecting the king directly consisted of 1,000 premier soldiers.
This is where Zerubbabel is in. Go ahead.
They were distinguished by spears featuring golden pomegranate or apple-shaped counterweights at the base, while the other 9,000 guards carried silver pomegranates.
Right there. That was it right there. So now, that's how they became bodyguards. That's how they became part of the 10,000 or the 1,000 or the top three. It dealt with honor, discipline, morality. You cannot be, no, I don't know the scriptures. I have no understanding of truth, but I want to be a part of this. No. That's why you captains, y'all got to check these dudes. I'm telling you, y'all just put anybody on security. The dudes that just came off the street slinging drugs, y'all put him on security. Like, what the hell is going on here? He's immoral. He has no understanding of truth. And what else did I say? Oh, no discipline. That's the captain's fault. That's y'all's fault. Y'all ain't checking these men. You got to build these brothers. Where we at, Yuri? Zechariah 3. Bishop getting on it. Shut up. Zechariah chapter 3. And 8.
Zechariah chapter 3, verse 8.
Let's go.
Hear now, O Joshua.
You got 18-year-olds on security. I'm like, what? He 18 years old. He was watching porn last night. You got him on security. I'm a god, everybody. Oh, shut up. Sit down. Where are you at, Uri? I'm sorry.
Verse 8. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee.
So during the time of the Persian captivity, you had Joshua, the high priest of the tribe of Levi. You had Zerubbabel, who was the governor of the tribe of Judah. So now in reference to Joshua, what did he say? Read again.
Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch.
Thy servant, the branch, is Christ. Give me that in Matthew 1. Is it 13 or 16? Let me see. Get that. I think that's the genealogy. No, don't get that. I'm going to get that later. Don't get it now. Let's read on.
Yes, sir. Verse 9. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be 7 eyes.
Those are the angels. Go ahead.
Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day.
That's Christ dying on the cross. Go ahead.
In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall ye call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree.
Which is in the kingdom. Give me Jeremiah 23 and 5.
Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 5. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch.
See that? I will raise unto David a righteous branch. It's talking about Christ. Go ahead.
And a king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In his days, Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord, our righteousness.
Go back to Zechariah chapter 6 now. Zechariah 6 verse 12 and 13.
Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12.
Still talking about the branch. Go ahead.
And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place. And he shall build the temple of the Lord.
Not the second temple, so about the third and fourth. Go ahead.
Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
The council of peace shall be between them both, going into the priesthood and the kingship. Give me Genesis 49 and 10. Regarding the priesthood and the kingship, that Christ fulfilled both. That's why we went to Joshua, the high priest. Now we went to Zerubbabel, the governor.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah.
Meaning the kingship shall not depart from Judah.
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet.
Nor a lawgiver from between. What's between your feet, brothers? Your rod. So it's letting you know that Christ would come from the rod. That's right. It's no immaculate nothing. There's no such thing. That's make-believe Egyptian Babylonian fairy tales. Read that again. You read the whole thing?
The scepter shall not depart from Judah.
Referring to the kingship, king. Right?
Nor a lawgiver from between his feet.
That's the priesthood. Right?
Until Shiloh come.
That's the Messiah, Christ. Right?
And unto him shall the gathering of the people be.
Give me Matthew 1 and 12 now. Matthew 1 and 12.
Matthew chapter 1 and verse 12.
Let's go.
And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat.
You know, I'm looking at the discussions, the sit down with Captain Mattathias and Captain Gedaliah. And the dude with that stupid hat said, Jeconias, it was a curse on him that nobody would sit as a king. He said, so the genealogy is ruled out. Jeconias. After these guys, was there a king in Israel sitting on the throne? No. When Babylon came in, that was it. That was it. Zedekiah came and got rid of him, killed him with his sons. There was no king. During the time of Christ, when he came on the scene, give me that in John, I think it's 6:15, I think, about they wanted to make Christ king. You know what I'm talking about? I think it's somewhere around it. Somebody find it for me.
Yes, sir. John chapter 6, verse 15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force, to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone.
There, Israel, that's how much they loved him. They said, we want him to be our king. He said, no. Why? Because the prophecy, there would be no more king until Christ returns. Does everybody understand that? So when we go back to Matthew 1 again, before I thought about that idiot with the hat. Start at verse 12 again.
Yes, sir. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias begat Salathiel, and Salathiel begat Zerubbabel.
He begat Zerubbabel. Go ahead.
And Zerubbabel begat Abiud, and Abiud begat Eliakim, and Eliakim begat Azor, and Azor begat Sadok, and Sadok begat Akim, and Akim begat Eliud, and Eliud begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matthan, and Matthan begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
That's the branch right there to Zerubbabel. Everybody see that? All right, good. Give me Zechariah 4 and 6. We started with this earlier, but I'm going to go back to it.
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power.
Now we know why the Lord said that to Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was of the king's bodyguard, one of the top fighters. Everybody understand that? So he's telling Zerubbabel, no, no, this has nothing to do with your fighting skills, Zerubbabel. We know you can break bones, but that's not what's going to overcome everything. Read.
Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
That's what's going to do it, the spirit of the Lord. Everybody understand that, right? Read.
Who art thou, O great mountain?
Who art thou, O great mountain? The great mountain is Babylon, the great. Go ahead.
Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
Meaning flattened. Go ahead.
And he shall bring forth the headstone.
And he shall bring forth the headstone. Zerubbabel shall bring forth the headstone. Give me Psalms 118, verse 22, to explain the headstone.
Psalms chapter 118, verse 22.
Come on!
The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner.
Who's that, brothers? That's Christ. He's the headstone. So go back. Go back.
Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
Wait, well, I don't need y'all to pause there. The great mountain. Remember it said it was called Babylon the what? That's the great mountain. So it's saying, who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain, meaning flattened, destroyed. And he, Zerubbabel, shall bring forth the headstone. Not only would Christ come from his lineage, but he would call the Lord forth, crying what?
Therefore, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
See, crying mercy, mercy unto it. Read.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it.
Now, his hands started the foundation of the temple, and he did finish the temple. However, this is going deeper than that based on verse 7. It's talking about the last days. Verse 7, 6, 7, 8, 9. Is going into the last days as well. As well. Everybody understand that? Read that verse again, verse 9.
Verse 9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
Now, remind me later in case I forget. I want to go back to verse 7. Crying grace, grace. Just remind me. Not now, though. Give me Ezra 6:14. Just remind me. Ezra 6, verse 14 and 15.
Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14. And the elders of the Jews builded, and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai, the prophet, and Zechariah, the son of Iddo. And they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel, and according to the commandment of Cyrus, and Darius, and Artaxerxes, king of Persia.
Go ahead.
And this house was finished.
And this house, the temple, go ahead.
Was finished on the third day of the month, Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king.
Who knows why the Lord called Haggai and Zechariah? Why did the Lord call Haggai and Zechariah? What was their mission to do? Okay, come up.
Hey, shalom, Bishop. Most High, Christ bless.
What's your name?
Ezra.
Ezra?
Brother Ezra, yes, sir.
Okay.
He called them to get on Zerubbabel and them to be able to get them to continue building the temple.
Very good. Yes. He's correct. They stopped. Yeah, give him a hand. Huh? So Zerubbabel and Joshua stopped building the temple because they were being hindered by the other nations. God called Haggai and Zechariah, blast those two prophets, right? To blast the high priest and blast the governor Zerubbabel so that they'll go back to the work. So they obviously finished it, like I said, in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. Everybody got that, right? Here's the proof. Haggai 1:1. Here's the proof.
Haggai chapter 1 and verse 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel.
The word came by Haggai unto Zerubbabel. This is what Haggai the prophet was saying to Zerubbabel, the governor of Israel. Go ahead.
The son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest.
And this word went to Joshua, the high priest. Go ahead.
Saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
So why were they saying that? Hold that, Yuri. First Ezra 5, is it 72 or 73, somewhere around there? To show you why, what was happening. This is why it's important, brothers, to read your four chapters a day. And captains, when you have men over the MOV and soldiers, you have to make sure they're reading for MOV, right? Four chapters a day. That way they can graduate properly by the end of the year because they've read the whole Bible. All right, go ahead.
First Ezra chapter 5, verse 72. But the heathen of the land, lying heavy upon the inhabitants of Judea and holding them straight, hindered their building.
See that? They were hindering the building of the temple. Go ahead.
And by their secret plots.
Secret plots they had.
And popular persuasions.
Popular persuading multitudes to go against them. Us. Go ahead.
And commotions.
And caused commotions.
They hindered the finishing of the building all the time that King Cyrus lived.
See that? They hindered the building. They hindered it. Go back.
There's a little more, Bishop.
There was more? Go ahead.
So they were hindered from building for the space of 2 years until the reign of Darius.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back.
Haggai chapter 1 and verse 2.
Come on.
Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
So everybody was discouraged. With all the other nations hindering them, they said, hey, maybe this ain't the time for the temple to be built. Go ahead.
Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying,
what did he say?
Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses?
Hey, Zerubbabel, is it time for you to live in your little nice house over there? I see you got a new roof over there. Go ahead.
And this house lie waste.
And look at the Lord's house. It's a shambles. Go ahead.
Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
You know what it means by consider your ways? Examine yourself. Like, give me that second, Corinthians 13 and 5. Because we'll read that, consider your ways and say, oh, that's only for Zerubbabel. No, it ain't. Yuri, you know what I want?
Yes, sir. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
Come on!
Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate.
If you don't know Christ is in you, you're a reprobate. So it says, started off, examine yourself. That's what all of us got to do. Examine ourselves day by day. Go back, Yuri.
Haggai, chapter 1, verse 5. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little.
Meaning you have sown much, meaning you've worked a lot. Go ahead. And bring in little, you got little profit to show for it. Go ahead.
Ye eat, but ye have not enough.
Yeah, you're eating, Zerubbabel, but you don't have enough food. Go ahead.
Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink.
Mm-hmm.
Ye clothe you.
You got clothes.
But there is none warm.
But not to warm you. Go ahead.
And he that earneth wages.
Some of y'all got jobs, you make money. Go ahead.
Earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes.
I just worked daggone 48, 52 hours. The hell is this? And I ain't got enough money to show for it. Not only was that going on with Zerubbabel, now we know that's why many of us in here, we always struggling. Because God is always second or third in your life. Just like Zerubbabel. Go ahead.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts.
What?
Consider your ways.
Examine yourself. Go ahead.
Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord.
Come on.
Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little.
You looked for much, but it came little.
And when ye brought it home,
when you brought your monies home,
I did blow upon it.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Why?
Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house that is waste.
Because you're not looking after my house first. Go ahead.
And ye run every man unto his own house.
You run to your own house. Go ahead.
Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew.
The rain is still staying. You're not getting blessings in your crops. Go ahead.
And the earth is stayed from her fruit.
Yep.
And I call for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains and upon the corn and upon the new wine and upon the oil and upon that which the ground bringeth forth and upon men and upon cattle and upon all the labor of the hands.
Watch this.
Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people.
What'd they do?
Obeyed the voice of the Lord their God.
Uh-huh.
And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord.
Notice, Joshua was the high priest. Zerubbabel was the governor. Haggai wasn't in those positions. But guess what? Joshua and Zerubbabel humbled themselves. Because they knew it was the word of the Lord. They knew what Haggai and Zechariah were saying was of God. So they humbled themselves. They didn't say, hey, arrest him, lock him up, because Zerubbabel could have did that. Or Zerubbabel could have punched a hole in his chest. He didn't do none of that. He said, I recognize the word of the Lord. I'm going to humble myself. That's how we got to be. We'll get on, brothers, and they take it personal. Y'all don't know that? You correct your brother. Ah, like we just stabbed his mama. Bro, we're just telling you to fix your life. That's love. Brothers, Negroes, take it. Oh, you hate me. You trying to destroy me. You correct his wife. Oh, you trying to destroy my marriage. No, we're trying to help your marriage.
That's right.
Read.
Verse 13. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king.
All praises. From there, give me Haggai chapter 2. We want verse 1 to 3.
Haggai chapter 2, verse 1. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people.
Saying what?
Saying, who is left among you that saw this house in a first glory?
Remember, they were there in Babylon for 70 years. Persia was after the 70 years. Okay? Remember, Cyrus came in at the end of the 70 years. Then you had Darius, Artaxerxes. So the question is, who is left among you, who's still alive, that saw the temple that Solomon built, which was before those, 75 years ago? Who saw that first temple? Read again.
Who is left among you that saw this house in our first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing?
So wait, pause there. When they rebuilt the temple, it did not look half as good as what Solomon had built. He said, is it in your eyes in comparison as nothing? Okay, watch this. Give me Ezra 3, 12 and 13. Ezra.
Ezra chapter 3 and verse 12. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men that had seen the first house.
So you had ancient men, old men, that saw that first temple that Solomon had built. Go ahead.
When the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice.
They cried with a loud voice.
And many shouted aloud for joy.
Uh-huh.
So that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off.
And the noise was heard afar off. Give me Herod. Now, the temple was completed that Zerubbabel and them rebuilt, but it didn't look that good.